Okay, it's out. Hard to take. Kinda nice. Pretty smart. Color. You know, this idea, they said it's not really all unjust for the most part. Live up here?
Well, in a way, you can live here, but you can certainly make a hell of a lot of use.
You should, in a sense, live up here, and that you should establish that pretty much now, that it's, you know, that you come and go, you commute back and forth.
Why don't you establish it? Then, of course, they don't raise questions all the time.
They don't say he's gone to Camp David, that's where he normally is.
And meetings here, there are a lot of that. But certainly the middle of the week thing is a, is a good.
Should always be arranged, just be off Tuesday night, spend the whole day Wednesday here, and not schedule anything Tuesday or Wednesday night. Do it Monday and Thursday night.
Actually, I'd like to have things at night anyway, except dinner.
Oh, you're gonna have to do some dinners and stuff.
Dinners, but I mean, you do it every Thursday. You're not gonna do more than one a week, Bob.
Yeah.
Right?
Do them Thursday, and then you keep Friday clear so you can get off to keep us game.
Thursday should be the night for our dinners.
And Monday, so that if you go to keep us game, you can stay over Monday night. Stay over Monday and come on Monday night. Then say that you won't do it, but if you have the opportunity.
Just start saying, well, Thursday's the night, you go to dinner, or having a band or anything, or a reception, though, I'll just set them all on Thursday. It's a great idea. But we want to manage the schedules.
The interesting thing on this is, I have, they can only run a very light amount of questions, other than the, just the straight trial heat. But I had asked about the various McGovern proposals to see what we got in Massachusetts compared to the country as a whole.
Yeah.
And on the $1,000 a year to every man, woman, and child, it's agree 38, disagree 49. Now that's, nationally it was 1676.
So last year's more welfare.
So welfare isn't good in Massachusetts, isn't as good in Massachusetts.
No.
We should cut our defense budget by $32 billion, even if it's behind the Soviet Union. 1773.
There's defense.
Nationally it was 1966, so they're even stronger than national. That's
Catholic.
That's an issue for us, in other words.
Right.
Hell of a good.
We're finding out a few things.
Okay, we should grant unconditional amnesty. 3360. Nationally, it was 2070. The 3360 is still damn strong against amnesty.
That's right.
So, right. So amnesty works for us there. Now, here's the interesting thing. Vietnam. Withdraw all our troops from Indochina immediately on faith that the North Vietnamese will release our POWs. 2960. Nationally, it was 3062, so it's the same. And that's the
Pine Harbor.
Massachusetts is supposedly the big, well, we don't get Harvard in this, probably. Because it's a telephone pole.
No. I meant, despite the influence of Harvard, MIT, and OP, Harvard, focused amount of things.
Okay. But the point here is, it's 2-1 against withdrawal when you throw the POWs in. Now, that biases the question.
Admittedly, the East is just damn hawkish for some reason.
Marijuana, that you legalized, is 2857.
Against it?
Yep.
Crazy.
Right. No, really. That's not really strong. Nationally, it's 2570.
Yeah. Why not run, though? Why not run some very heavy ads in Massachusetts?
We should.
How does he do it?
This is the
way. Like, now, how did you hear about the ad?
But did you hear about the ad we ran today?
No.
It's $1,000, legalize marijuana, give up, you know, go back to Hanoi. So we hit all those points in the ad in Boston this morning.
Well, what we need is some positive stuff up there. Of course,
yep.
You don't really still think we ought to take a crack at going up there?
No.
I don't think so either. Why run the risk?
I don't think you ought to go in, but I think I think we ought to make the effort.
Conservative?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Why not?
Because only the press, your friends in the press, they keep looking through.
Well, sir, because they you gotta work in the press. The press are disgusting liberals. Why they don't work on the country of human governments?
That's right,
man. Believe me, sir, I tell you many times, the press in this country go to the end, destroy this country.
That's right. That's what they'd like to do. Fortunately, the people are
take some decisions that, you know,